This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterward, President Tsai said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing. The Chinese government in Beijing considered Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. Taiwanese citizens have said in surveys last year that they prefer today's democratic autonomy over the possibility of unification with Beijing. Iran has admitted it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner by mistake earlier this week. All 176 people aboard the plane were killed. Iranian officials say it was a mistake and have called for an investigation. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States has placed more economic sanctions on Iran in response to its missile attacks on two Iraqi bases, which housed U.S. troops. It threatened further action to weaken Iran's economy unless it changes its behavior. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.